Blog Talk Radio. And I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I have been having a fabulous weekend.
You have? What have you been up to?
Well, a girlfriend of mine I haven't seen in the physical for 16 years decided to drive up from North Carolina to Roanoke. And we spent the weekend together, went to the St. Patrick's Day Parade, went out and ate, had some brews, got caught up. I did her chart. Oh, we had fun.
Oh, that's great. Yay.
I don't
that's
usually
so
take
awesome
that much time off, but I needed it.
You always are working, though. That's so great for you just to take a little break. Even when you travel, you work. So,
I know. Yeah.
You know, we have to enjoy life. That's the beauty
exactly.
of it.
Exactly, and appreciate just, you know, not having to watch the clock every minute. That was nice.
That yeah, that's a great thing. That is a great thing.
I didn't really do a lot of shopping, although I did a lot of window shopping, so I was proud of myself. I didn't, you know, bust my budget.
Yay! That's always a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was really nice. And how about you? What did you do this weekend?
Oh, I did the opposite.
Oh,
I
see.
I worked.
Oh, but you do every weekend, don't you?
Oh, well, this one was particularly busier. I finished up with both my beginning tarot and astrology classes this week and was booked completely this week, and then did a fair at the Spark of Divine in Vero Beach on Saturday and was completely booked there. And then,
great.
Of course, I had, you know, I have my work today to do, and here I am.
Zippity-doo-dah.
<It's season. laughs> We have seasons down here in Florida. It's busy season and slow season. We don't do winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Right. I know that. Well, that's why I usually go down there right before and right after hurricane season, my friend.
You got the odds with you in that.
Well, you know I am the storm queen. It's true.
We all know.
They follow me.
They do, wherever you go.
My mother even blames me for bad weather in Massachusetts just because she can. You sent this up here,
well,
didn't you? I said, no, I did not.
You're such a bright ray of sunshine, you know, that they have to dim your light a little.
Right. Yeah, we got rain here today. It's a nice, quiet, gentle rain, though, and all the cats are snoozing and... You know, we went out to brunch this morning and enjoyed that and gave her a bunch of snacks to take on her journey, so we're good to go. I'm liking this T-square we got going on in the heavens tonight because it is a nice night to socialize with people, get caught up, you know. I'm sure some of our callers
are
going to end up sharing their readings with other people tonight.
It is, because we have, and I think it's such a great thing that you did take this time this weekend, because this is a great time for caring and sharing with others. Chiron and the South Node in Pisces conjunct the Sun, it kind of gives that soul energy and that natural bonding with others, you know, and rekindling with the South Node, it's always that rekindling and that shift for the better. So I think it's a great thing you did. I think you really worked the universe on its best foot. So it's an awesome thing.
Good. I really needed that because the guilt's been really hurting me since she left. But not when she was here.
That's a good thing, see?
Yeah.
But no, it's a perfect time. You know, it sets a stronger bond with the person right now because it's so deep. You know, you're looking at the Pisces energy, so it's that spiritual level of connection, not just the personal level of connection. So it's kind of a great thing.
I'm looking forward to when Venus catches up with Neptune. How about you?
Oh, that's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see how it shifts into everybody's love lives.
Yeah, and also I have a lot of artists around me here and a few musicians. And I think that that's going to be a wonderful time for that creative talent, that imagination, that inspiration, and also people that are on the spiritual path. You know, that unconditional love from on high and sharing it with individuals and pets, perhaps. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But this, you know, and with all the planets running through it at this point in time, it does give that great opportunity for inspiration. There's points that have, you know, like when Mercury went over Neptune and when Venus goes over Neptune, these are like the high points of it where it really can bring out the beauty of it, you know. But this is a great time to really delve into your spirituality and, again, your inspiration and especially, I can't imagine what kind of music's going to come out of this. It's going to be awesome. This is so great for creative attributes as far as music is concerned.
I played and listened to more music this weekend than I have in a couple of years. It was great.
See?
Especially here, they had great Irish bands and stuff. They had little girls doing the Irish jig. Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
And the day that Venus actually moved into Pisces, as it's moving into Pisces, like within that first hour or so, my daffodils burst open.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
That is so sweet. I love them. Their little shining yellow faces.
Popping right out at you. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, we've got a few callers on hold for us. I suppose we should kind of like maybe help them out and see what they're up to.
Why don't we do that?
Okay. Area code 928, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Elfina.
Oh, hi, Elfina.
Elfina.
I thought I recognized the voice.
Yes, it's been a while.
You've been busy, huh?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I guess in the middle.
Not surprising. It's an up and down time we live in.
Can you remind me where you live now?
Where I live now?
Yes.
Arizona.
Still near Tuba City?
Yeah, still near Tuba
okay.
City.
So I want to make sure I'm looking at an accurate chart for you.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I've been kind of having a lot of, I guess just, like, hard times, and it started since November, and I'm just wondering what transition is about and when it's going to be kind of a much, I guess, smoother ride.
Well, let me just start off with this, because Saturn is sitting on your sun. And when Saturn is sitting on your sun, it's really about you taking control, okay, of time, energy,
mm-hmm.
and intention, okay? Now, also, Uranus, the planet of surprises, is sitting on your Jupiter. So in order to change the pattern, you have to do something to liberate yourself, okay? And that's a powerful
mm-hmm.
trine. It's affecting your sun. It's affecting the current transiting Saturn. So things can be opening up and becoming much more optimistic now that Mars has gotten into Sagittarius. you're riding what we call a T-square right now. It's almost like when you were a child when you were on, like, the teeter-totter, okay? And the person on the other side of the teeter-totter weighed more than you or could bounce better, and you got up in the air and they wouldn't let you down. That's what you've been feeling, right?
Yes, like in all aspects of my life, too, like kind of personal problems.
Okay. Well, Jacqueline, what do you see?
Well, and there's several things going on, and I agree with Aphrodite. She talked about the trine that really is to your benefit. This is a working time for you because things are shifting in your life, and it is a time for you to take charge, take power of the situation to really show you, because Pluto has transited over your Venus, and so now it's time to make those physical transformations, changes in what you love and what's around you. And this not only affects you know, the personal people in your life, it affects your career, and how you're going out into the world and what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. Again, here, this trick to this is because there's a lot of restriction upon you right now. I understand that, but it's weeding it out. It's saying, okay, this is a year where I have to start to make a direction and start to weed out things in my life and focus only on that one thing that I want. And then it will give it to you. Again, she was talking about the beautiful part of Uranus conjunct Jupiter, which means sudden surprises can happen. When you dedicate it to it, you'll be surprised at the sudden surprises along the journey that assist you and help you along with it.
Okay, so like, is this going to be the theme or kind of, well, I guess the pattern for the next, this year, or like, do you know when it's going to kind of, because right now I just feel so like confused and everything is just not, I think.
And part of the reason is there's so many planets in Pisces, Althina, that there can be some confusion at this time. But these planets, most of these planets are moving into Aries within the next 30 days. The fire that's coming in by the planets of events in April is going to fire you up. So you've just got to wait out about another 3 to 4 weeks, and everything is just going to start to happen simultaneously. So it's not like you're in a bad year. You are going through your Saturn return. But Saturn being in Sagittarius, it's about teaching and learning simultaneously. It's about birthing a new philosophy of optimism, and you're going to feel it in April, okay?
Okay, so I'm going through a Saturn return. I thought that was until, like, next year.
No, it's going to be back and forth over your Saturn this year and next year, because Saturn moves forward in the heavens, it retrogrades for several months, and then it moves forward and goes over you again. So you're going to be experiencing this, as Jacqueline was pointing out, which is very astute of her, again, a refocusing on what really matters, okay? In other words, not to give your energy away, to do the things you can decide right now while all these planets are still in Pisces. Do the things that you can do and try and stay as focused as you can, but once they start to roll into Aries, and the sun is going to be there soon, within a week, 10 days, so you're in a space where, you know, things are going to start to sort themselves out. And the key words for you in any mantra you create is that I am energy of Aries sun, because once it gets into Aries, when you say I am strong, I am loving, I am ready, you want to give yourself a boost by the way you think about you. You following me on this?
Okay, yes.
Okay, because what you're going to do is you're going to fuel the fire of that indomitable spirit inside of you. And so you're going to see the shift coming in April. It's going to be better. But the Saturn return itself, some people fear the Saturn return. What it does, it helps us, as Jacqueline pointed out, to move in the direction of what is our priorities, to redo the priority list, know what can wait, and what needs to be attended to for your own personal satisfaction, and as she pointed out as well, with your career as well as the people that you feel responsibility towards. You came in with Capricorn rising, and that's a tough ascendant, honey. And with that being said, Saturn is the ruler of your ascendant. In Sag, it wants you to mix responsibility with also growth and enlivenment, okay? And that is the key for you to get through the next 20 to 30 days. Okay?
Okay.
We're glad you called us.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck.
Do you have anything else to add, Jacqueline, or are we good?
Oh, you know what I did want to say? I wasn't going to say it, and then I'll just say it because it was on my mind. Instead of thinking of everything in a direct pattern, it's a slow and then busy and then slow and then busy. And right now, with all the Pisces energy, I can understand your confusion, but this is giving you a time of meditation, relaxation, a time to let everything just kind of play itself out. Like Aphrodite said, is the Aries energy is going to come in and things are going to instantly change and they're going to get very busy, but also realize they're going to slow back down again. So this year is kind of a back and forth year. It's a working year for you. So keep in mind to take advantage of the timing that the universe is giving you and not try and make things consistent this year. Okay?
Go with the flow.
Okay.
Go with the flow.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And keep us posted, okay? All right.
Yes, I will.
Have a sweet night.
You too.
She's got that sweet little girl voice, that Cancer Moon. Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi,
how are you doing tonight? New Jersey.
Listening to your show. I'm very good. I thought you said, what are you doing? I'm good and listening to your show.
Great.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Are you 7/16/77?
Yes. And I think I have what you were saying to that other girl about that it's busy and then it's resting. I have that like every couple of days. Busy for 2 days, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then rest for 1, 2, 3 days. And it goes back and forth. I think it's for like grounding the energy.
Right. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of fire in your chart, too. And
yeah.
So because of that, that's what we're looking at. Is we're looking at fire getting ready to come alive. And the Pisces energy is gifting you with that downtime, which you can use, you know, with you know, your spiritual gifts, with things that you enjoy like music or painting or crafting, whatever it is you like to do that's creative. I know a lot of people have been getting into, and it sounds strange, but over the last 3 weeks, I've seen all these people are getting into cooking, making new recipes and things like that. And there's a creativity in that as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the downtime, use it wisely. It's because, like I said, I think you're going to get more fired up in April as well.
Right, okay. Yeah, what I was curious about is that I've been following my intuition, and it keeps saying, like, go, 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 as far as, like, career. And I've been shifting a lot of things with my finances and really valuing myself more in my career and putting down my boundaries with people. So it's really good stuff. Where I say the but comes in is that, and I know this is a trust thing, but as I'm attracting new clients, as it connects, you know, to have the new clients and the money come in, I'm being urged to go to these events, which is costing money, which I'm excited to go, and it's fun too. But it's like that receiving of the money coming in. So a part of me is like, oh, you're being a little bit irresponsible because, it just keeps on feeling like I'm almost there, I'm almost there, I'm almost there. But then I look back 2 years ago, and that was the same feeling I was having then, although now it's more intense. So I don't know if you could just speak to anything related to that.
Look at it as being an investment in yourself. Because what you're doing is you're blending business and pleasure. Okay? And this
mm-hmm.
is an investment. And with Jupiter retrograde right now in Virgo, transiting through your eighth house, this is a time that you do want to make connections with people, and you want them to remember you. So if you're having fun and you're delightful to have a conversation with and all that, you can make some good contacts in this cycle. Jupiter doesn't go direct until the 10th of May. So I don't think that you should be so hard on yourself, number one. And number two, you know, Mars has a 2.5-year cycle, okay? And right now it's in very early Sagittarius. So it's targeting your moon. It's going to be targeting your Mercury. It's going to be targeting your Saturn. It's going to go back and forth from Sag to Scorpio and back again. So you're going to, you should really be enjoying this time as far as self-expression, because Mars is going to be acting it out with both your sun and your moon, both your radiant light and your inner child. So believe it or not, I think you're doing everything right. What do you think, Jacqueline? Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. I was going to say the same thing. I understand, because of the duality of this time, that you would have that conscious awareness, you know, again, and it's transiting through your natal second house, all this Pisces energy. So I can understand why you would have those doubts and not trust what you're doing to be correct. But I have to say, you are so following your chart right now and what you're doing. Do not stop what you're doing. Keep doing this, but don't feel guilty about it. Again, Africa gave you the idea. Think about it as an investment, because this is a time you do want to be out there. This is a time to invest money into your public ability. Okay, so I have to agree with her. Next month, again, she was talking about the Aries energy. And next month, when the planets start going into the Aries energy, you're really going to see the benefits of this. So it's not a long-term thing to where you're not going to see the benefits quickly. Things are going to start snapping. Things are going to start really moving for you next month, and that's what you're looking for. So hang in there. Don't doubt the process. As I say, have faith, because you're doing everything right.
Right. So, and I know that I've been asking this for quite some time, and I obviously have been able to, quote, survive. But, I mean, at this moment in time, I have like $25 in my bank account, and I have like car insurance that's due in like 2 days, which I need $100 more to go towards that. So it kind of is like I'm following my intuition.
And it does happen,
but it's like, oh, my God, you're being ridiculous. Like, this is really kind of, whoa, you know?
I understand. They're testing you to the nth degree. But if you learn one thing from me, okay, and again, I said all those Pisces planets are transiting your second house of personal finances. So it's making your money go flip-flop, okay? But if you learn one thing from me, when you were born natally, your second house had zero planets in it. It's ruled by Aquarius. So your financial situation from birth to death is going to be somewhat dramatic, okay? But the point being is, and this is one thing I want you to really remember, is that you have nothing in there. So you will never, ever, ever be destitute as a result of that. Money flows in and it flows out. It may be at the last minute that it comes in, but it comes in.
Oh, my goodness. So when you say dramatic, that could also be on the other end, like lavish wealth, too,
right? Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
It swings on both sides.
That's my intention, to be on the other side of it.
Well, believe me, it can be there. And as radical as it is one side, it'll be the same radicalness on the other side. So here again, that pendulum swings high for you.
Okay, so just because all those planets are in the second house now, that's going to be more of, you're saying more of a highlight of like me focusing on my finances and sort of getting things together? That's the deal?
Not only that, not only focusing on it, remember Pisces is a dual sign. And that's why I'm saying it also brings out in its opposition is Virgo, okay, that detail, that dictional. And Jupiter's retrograde, which your benefactor is retrograde right now. So it makes everything really wobbly in your financial situation right now, and it makes it very intense. There's a lot of energy there. It's like taking a stronger electrical charge to that part of your life, and it's saying, hey, you're going to listen to this, you're going to see this, and you're going to focus on this. And so it's making you focus on it, but it doesn't have the activity to make you destitute or to destroy you. It's there for you to learn to have faith and relax with it and trust the universe that it's going to give you what you need. The house is empty. The universe takes care of you financially from birth to death. Okay? You don't have to worry about it. When you worry about it, it makes it worse. I guarantee you.
Okay. And
so you're in T square with
feeling...
your natal Jupiter, too, so you need to have a plan A and a plan B at all times. Because it's going to make you feel more secure as a Cancer sun. See, I'm a Cancer sun like you, and I have both Venus and Jupiter in Gemini like you do. So I always have a plan A and a plan B. And, of course, you're a lot younger than I am, but I figured that out over time, that to get rid of that worry, to get rid of that anxiety, have a plan A, plan B in your mind, because it will save you a lot of anxiety.
I wonder what that plan B would be. Okay. And that feeling of like, that kind of like, you know when you're like kind of walking, well, that picture of like you're in a desert and you're like, oh my God, I'm almost there at the water, you know, like go, and sort of like grabbing on to anything. Does that have to do with the planets, or is that still related to that second house and what's going on there too? Because I kind of feel like I'm kind of like trying to grab onto a client. I mean, it's not the greatest energy, but like a client, an opportunity, something.
Right, but you all are always going to do better when you're a little bit hungry. That's when you're more apt to get the more stable clients, and just when you're a little bit hungry, you're motivated. But there's a difference between being motivated and being in that type A mode and suffering from anxiety. We don't want you to go to the anxiety side of that, okay? The way you utilize energy is your personal choice, and your will needs to be involved in that. So just know that there is a client around every corner, and you won't miss it.
Okay. I like that hungry, motivated versus like the anxiety.
Yep.
That's
the same energy
turns
sideways. So, and you can control that. You've got enough planets in Leo, you can be very courageous when the chips are down, and you've shown that to yourself in the past, right?
Yeah, and I have been lately too. I've been like, wow. Like it's really sexy because it's like just so powerful. Like my power is coming
yes,
out.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies.
Posted.
That's great.
And you have a sweet
Thanks.
Night.
Thank you. Bless. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Very interesting chart. Well, I think they all are in different ways.
I know. It's always a unique piece of art. You know, each one is so different. It always has their unique abilities.
Exactly. So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Somebody from my neck of the woods.
Oh.
Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Kara.
Hi, Kara.
Hi,
how you doing, honey?
Good. How are you ladies doing?
Spectacular.
Good. Those last two calls, that's powerful. Lots of good information.
Yeah. Keep that party going here.
Yes.
Okay,
well.
1974?
Yes.
Excellent.
So what can we do for you this evening, my friend?
Well, my ex-boyfriend that we broke up a couple years ago, who was, I think, about every day, you even said he was probably my twin flame, he actually left a sign on my car yesterday. He's a professional gambler, and he left a big stack of lottery tickets. So it's like a sign, but it was still discreet in a way, but that's just what
right.
we do. And I don't know, my heart just, like, when I saw them, I knew immediately, and I had this feeling of just love and just lightness and, you know, not worrying about the other person that's been in and out of my life and has been stressful. It's like, wow, I want him back in my life. And, you know, I need to remain calm, though, and not push it. I feel like, I don't know. So I can give you
his
birth date. It's 2/14/85.
And do you know what time he was born?
I don't.
Okay, what city was he born in?
I think he was born in New Jersey. I know that's awful, but I'm not sure where.
Well, without a time of birth, it's not as much of an issue. We're going to probably just look at the planetary picture and kind of see what's motivating him right now, because I think that that's what you need to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's why we're here, Kara. Oh, boy.
I mean, how he's feeling, if you can pick up on how he's feeling, because
oh, yeah.
he's so angry.
Oh, yeah,
because,
there's a lot going on in there. Right now, Saturn is sitting on Uranus in his chart in Sagittarius, okay? And it is in a very strong T-square in his chart by transit right now. And with Jupiter retrograde, he is doing some looking back. He is doing an analysis, and that's going to get stronger because Venus just got into Pisces. As it moves forward, this is going to get stronger about him reanalyzing things about love and about relationship. Okay, so again, this is probably the key that's trying to open the door for the moment. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, I'm looking at your compatibility because when I looked at the transits, I saw the same thing as Aphrodite, that, you know, he's being enlightened and awakened right now, so it's interesting. And the two of you have a very strong connection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
His Venus trines your Mars. You know, it's a beautiful thing. So with this, you know, the other part that I wanted to talk about is just your Mars sits on his north node and your north node sits on his moon. And so you two really enlighten and awaken each other and bring in a little bit of a different perspective, even though you have a lot of similarities in your charts as far as, because, of course, the birthdays, the suns are conjunct. His Mercury is conjunct your sun. So there's a lot of connections here. His Mars and Venus are both in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. And so this really brings a nice kinship to you as far as this relationship is concerned. Okay? I do feel that with temperance, okay, this could work. And it's a matter of really looking at it as living in the moment, living in the now with it, letting it be and letting it unfold in its natural ability, because there's a very strong friendship between the two of you at the very least. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Right.
I totally agree. I tell you, I like a lot of the things about the chart, and I do feel, from everything I'm seeing here, and we've talked about this before, Kara, and that is that there is definitely, this is not the first time you've known this soul, okay?
Right.
And again, you've come in even with your solar light in agreement. That's a pretty powerful sign from the universe that no matter what has happened, no matter what water has gone over the bridge, maybe the bridge now has washed away and you can swim ashore together is what I'm going to say is coming to me psychically. It has nothing to do with the planet
wow.
I'm seeing, but that's the image I'm getting in my brain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I like that when we do get into the fire, too, it can fire things up because, as Jacqueline pointed out, both his Mars and Venus are in Aries, okay? So his passion and his love energy are both in that sign. Now, we don't know exactly what time he was born, but they do angle off and oppose and attract to both your Moon and your Pluto. So you are the voice of reason sometimes when his world has gone mad, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Mm-hmm. And there comes a time in everybody's life where they say, you know what? I need that person back present with me. You know, I need to at least get back in contact with. And so I think that that's part of what's going on. Now, his moon may be in Sagittarius, or if he was born really late at night, it could be on that Capricorn cusp. But I have a feeling he's pretty much, because he likes the gambling thing so much, and Jupiter rules Sagittarius, he's got Uranus and the moon both in Sagittarius. So because of that, I have a feeling that, again, he's going to love his freedom, but he's going to need you to trust him because he does not want to give up his freedom for a commitment. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Okay? So you're going to have that trust where you can really be open and honest and simply yourselves together. That is the key for this relationship to roll. Okay?
Yeah, I was just nervous to make contact after that because he was so angry, and I just kind of wanted to see where... with that.
I would ignore the past in any way you contact him completely.
Absolutely.
I would just thank him for the generous gift, and it was so great to connect with you again. I hope things are going well in your world, and leave it there.
Okay.
Because then what you're doing is you're taking that step, you're taking the high road, there's less traffic, Kara.
Yeah, very true.
And
like
you
that.
Are not putting yourself at jeopardy by doing that. You are simply being the sweet soul that you are.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Sounds
and keep
good.
Us posted. Inquiring minds want to know.
Okay, I will. Thank you, ladies, so much.
All right, many blessings. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
It is a very interesting compatibility, isn't it?
It is. Very.
Yeah. Intense. I like those.
Well, and one thing about this, and I didn't say this to her, one thing about this is that she grounds him. She gives him logic and everything and some kind of grounding and some kind of foundation. And he teaches her independence, which I like, because she has a tendency of being a codependent relationship. Yeah, a codependent person. So here again, I like the combination because they both bring something to the table to make each other expand and grow.
And be happy. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 480, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike,
how
are you tonight?
I am doing well. I'm doing well.
I like hearing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my question, I'm starting a new great sales job tomorrow. And career-wise, it's going forward and everything's going to be awesome. And
I'm losing you a little bit. Are you still there?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. When's your birthday?
5/29/70.
Okay. Right. And you were born in Detroit, right?
That's right.
And where do you live now?
California.
What city?
Ojai.
Okay, now you're starting a job tomorrow, is that correct?
Yeah, a sales job.
Okay, yeah.
How do you spell Ojai?
O-J.
Thank you so much.
Amazing oranges here.
Ay, ay, ay. I'm having a tough time finding that for some reason. O-I-J-I?
No.
O-J-A-I.
Okay. All right. Duh. Sorry. Okay.
I like this time for you because these Pisces planets are really helping you with that transformation and change as far as your work is concerned. I think this is going to be a good transformation and change for you.
Wonderful.
I want to know what you're selling.
I actually am working for a large .com within the real estate industry.
Ooh,
so if you put
okay.
the two together.
okay.
Yeah, so basically marketing and networking to realtors.
I like it.
And
especially waterfront property. Waterfront property is where it's at.
Right, right. Well, I'm not selling real estate yet, but that might be the end game eventually.
Yeah. I like it for you because you have both your Mercury and your Saturn in Taurus. Now, Taurus not only rules real estate, it also rules land development.
Okay.
And you have those planets where you live now in California in your ninth house, which means that you would be dealing primarily with people from all over the world. Maybe people that wanted to come to the United States or establish business or invest in property here. I think that's wide open for you. I really do.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, that's kind of the plan. Just got to learn the market. I'm new to California, and I have been in commercial finance, so I've had clients from all over the world.
Tomorrow is perfect because the moon is going to be passing over your sun. The moon's in Gemini tonight by like 1 degree, not even 1 degree, and it's going to be passing over your sun within the week. It's going to be like 3 days is critical, and then as it moves forward, it's going to hit your Mars in a few days. So you're really looking like you're making a good jump start here to me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. I keep looking at this, and everywhere I look at this, it's perfect. I like the real estate aspect for you. In this sales position, and I do think you can have advancement in it. I think this is the beginning of a dream. I think you can make it happen.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that's kind of how intuitively I feel about the position as well, because it lingered. I moved here in November of last year, and it's been around since September of last year. And I just kept blowing it off and blowing it off and blowing it off. And then finally I went ahead with the interviewing process and, you know, bing, bang, boom, the one of 9 out of 50 that they hired. I know I feel confident with the position and stuff like that. And I guess I'm, as I was breaking up, I kind of inquired about a relationship.
Oh, we didn't hear that part.
Oh, yeah.
Are you involved in a relationship now?
No. I mean, just I'm friends with a woman, but that's about it.
Okay. Now that's interesting. You do have a lot of planets that are transiting through your seventh house of close personal relationships. And I just want to caution you not to pick a fixer-upper. You are a natural counselor, aren't you? People tell you all their stories, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
You need to allow yourself to get to know a person a little bit before you jump in. Only
sure.
Because there's a natural healer that exists within you and a natural motivator, I want to say. And so because of that, sometimes people are going to need you more than they love you. They're going to want you to help them more than they're able to help you sometimes. And it's nothing personal against them or you. It's just so the energies are alive there from what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So take your time, date them, find out about their history, go out and have an ice cream cone, walk on the beach, do the things that you need to do to allow yourself to really melt into a relationship before you get totally impassioned by it.
Perfect sense.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Couldn't have said it any better. I can't. You were very thorough in that. And
thanks.
Yeah,
but I tell you what,
I
know. I tell you what, I'm just so excited about the job, though. I have to tell you,
yes.
You're going to be flying. By May, you're going to be flying, man. You're going to do great.
Wonderful. And I'm looking for that flight to bring in some really good money.
Right. I think when your confidence rises, your ability to make better decisions in relationship becomes naturally alert.
Mm.
Okay? You have,
mm-hmm.
excuse me. You have that confidence backing you up.
Right.
And I'm sure Jacqueline would agree with me on this, too, that because of your Virgo rising, where you live in California right now, you can be very analytical, but I think it's good for you to look at the details with the job and with the relationship both.
Perfect.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Keep
well,
us
thank
posted.
You so much.
Inquiring minds want to know. Okay?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, you know, we've been seeing these divine timing of things for people. Like this one is so right on his chart, you know. It's like these divine times that people are really finally getting to where they want to go.
Exactly right. I'm loving it. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 913? Are you with us? Can't seem to access them. So I'm going to put them back on hold just because I don't want to, like, completely cut them off. They've been holding on for quite a while. They may have gone to they may be on hold with another show as well, because some people do that. So we'll go to the next one.
Okay.
Area code 704, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, ladies?
Excellent.
Good.
Hi.
Are you 91369?
That's me.
Excellent.
Charleston, West Virginia?
That's me.
You still live there?
I live in North Carolina. No, I live in just outside Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. I like Charlotte.
Nice town.
It's a nice place.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a special question for us tonight because you are getting slammed.
Yeah, that's pretty why I'm calling
Yeah. But I love it. But I love it. Go ahead. Tell us what your question is.
There's a lot of changes, I think, for the better. But is it for the better?
Yes.
Or am I just...
Yeah.
Is it? Good. Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. So are
amazingly
they,
for the better.
Getting pushed in a particular direction spiritually, as far as my spiritual growth.
Off the charts. I mean, are you kidding me? By June 1st, you're going to be flying. You've just got a lot going on here. You've got some nice planetary hits going on with Jupiter. And the Pisces planets are hugging your north node, which to me is like the cup overflowing of the Bible. I mean, you are so there already, but...
A slight doubt, yes. I just...
Okay.
My job wasn't working, and I tried to make peace with it for over a year, and I just couldn't do it anymore. And earlier in February, I said I have a meeting to go to. If it's not goes the way, if it doesn't go the way I want to, a leap of faith, I'm quitting and just putting it in the hands of the powers that be. And the day I decided to quit, which I didn't even realize was a leap year, I was like, there's my sign. So,
wow.
And it was supposed to get a
Jacqueline?
Bonus. And, yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, and I have to say this, I think it's great because you're going through a reevaluation at a time of reorganization, and
mm-hmm.
this is the perfect time to dream your dream, okay? Because Jupiter is retrograde right now, so what's happening is that you're going back and reviewing things for your own benefit, and I'm not surprised because Virgo rules day-to-day work, and if you're sick of your day-to-day work, you're going to... It's
mm-hmm.
not going to work well at all right now, okay? So,
right.
But for you, this benefactor is going through your first house, and then it's going to go into your second house, go over your sun, go over your south node, go over your Pluto. This is going to be a great time for you, okay? This time right now, while it's in opposition, is to rebalance yourself, to really go, really, what do I want to do? What would make me happy? What type of work would make me happy? Where would it make me happy? Get those details down and go for the job you desire. This is a perfect time to do that. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I want to see you need to do the dance. And I would approach this. You've got a T-square with your natal Mars and Sag. And Mars and Sag now, what it's going to do, though, it's going to go forward. It's going to retrograde back into Scorpio, hit your Neptune. Then it's going to move forward in Sag again. So do the dance. Now, the other thing you're going through is you're going through what we call a nodal opposition by theory. So the north node in the heavens above us is lining up with your south node and vice versa. And so what's happening now is that you are going to feel on that spiritual level what is missing very clearly and what you do want to grasp and make flower. Okay? And it's happening within the next 30 days. So because of that, know that karma for you is almost instant, okay? You cut somebody off at a light, you get cut off on the next light. You hang up on somebody, somebody hangs up on you. I'm just telling you. Okay? But if you do the dance and you just be the genuine you that you know you are, and as Jacqueline so astutely pointed out, this is the year that Jupiter is going to reward you. Jupiter's only in Virgo every 12 years for a full year. It's retrograde now, so the energy is incubating. It's saying, how do I want to prosper in all my ways? How can my work, my friendships, my love life, I want to prosper in all my ways. You know, I'm a child of God. I deserve to be healthy, happy, prosperous, and loved. And yes, thank you. That's simple.
Sounds good to me.
We're so glad you called.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you,
ladies. Keep us posted. All right.
I will.
You have a sweet night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nice. Amazing how many planetary hits on that one, huh, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah. Talk about breaking free.
I know. It's wonderful. We got time for one more. Let's grab her. Or him. I'm not sure who it is.
Okay.
Area code 202, you are on the air.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is Faye calling.
Faye?
Faye.
Yes, March 5th, 1980, Philadelphia.
Okay.
Don't have you. That's March 5th.
Oh, usually you guys do have me. It's on March 5th, 1980.
No, where you went to. Bring it back
I disappeared.
Okay.
I disappeared.
And the time?
It's 1:29 a.m.
In what city?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Now, do you still live there?
I do. I'm there now. I'm kind of here for a little bit, but I usually am in Brooklyn.
Where were you on your birthday this year?
I was in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And where are you going back to soon?
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. All right.
Perhaps. It's kind of up in the air.
Going to
I don't think it's up in the air.
Many things are up in the air, as you can probably see in my chart.
Okay.
Well, you have Pluto in your solar return, you have Pluto transiting your fourth house of your home along with your moon conjuncted. Okay. This is a time where you're going to move for your career and your own emotional state, your own emotional well-being. Okay.
Well, you said Pluto transiting my first house?
Fourth house of your home, where you live.
In your solar return.
Okay.
She's looking at your solar return chart from your birthday.
Oh, okay. Ooh, this is different for me. Okay, please, sorry.
Yeah, this is not your natal chart. This is your solar return. This is your footprint for the year. What motivates you this year?
Okay.
So, and you have Mars at 29 degrees, Scorpio, in your third house. Okay, you are forced to be reckoned with now, okay?
Hmm.
How this move is going to happen is because Pluto and your moon are in square to Uranus. So you're going to go through a blind spot to where you're not even going to see the transformation change until that moment hits. And then all of a sudden, you're up and running. So be prepared is what I'm telling you, that this is going to move quickly all of a sudden. Okay?
Ooh.
So, have things packed, do things, prepare for this move. Because if you're in a square, I've seen it happen before, to where they don't even see what's going to transform and change. And I'm going to tell you, are you looking for a job in New York? Is that what the situation is?
I'm looking all over. I'm so open. I'm looking in New York, where I actually live there, but there was just, nothing really there. I'm looking in LA. I'm completely open.
Where do you want to live?
You know, I'm not sure. I always said by the water, perhaps.
Yes, by the water.
Absolutely.
And the lifestyle change goes along with that move to the water for you. And also, you really do want to be around people that you feel are on the same page spiritually. That's critical for you this year.
Yes. Yes.
And but I like the chart by transit. I'm seeing Pluto. It's not going to be moving right away into your second house. It's still in your first in the Brooklyn chart, okay? But you've already been through your Jupiter return. Now, Jupiter is retrograde, but it's not going to come back and hit your Jupiter again. It's going to go direct on May 10th, and then it's going to start moving towards your Saturn, which means you're going to be establishing yourself in a very abundant way. Now, usually when there's planets transiting through your ninth house, it can be a move like a long-distance move, like 900 miles away. Or it can be just a complete and utter change of lifestyle, but working in association with an international company. Okay?
Oh, cool.
It can be either one of those things. So that's where you need to be looking. Saturn's passing over your ascendant right now in Sag, which the independent market is where you need to be. And I think by the water, by a major airport, seaport, that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And international as well.
I totally agree with Jacqueline, too, because of the solar return. Now, I'm not a specialist on the solar return as much as she is. She reads these like she's done it like in many lifetimes.
Wow. And what is a solar return again? This is I actually don't know anything about it as well.
What a solar return is when the sun returns back to the same exact spot as when you were born. And what it does is it makes an impression or a stamp for the year saying this is what you're going to focus on and this is what you're going to do. And I really have to say, live your dream, okay? What do you want to do when you grow up? Aphrodite gave you some great, fabulous help with that because, again, living near an airport, a seaport, things like that, that you have this international flair to you is really greatly to your benefit, as well as the water. Being by the water specifically yourself really does work for you. And so I would really look right now, and especially right now, this is really making you look within your moon in your solar return sits in your second house. Okay. So it really makes you look at your personal values and beliefs as far as your career is concerned. And really, what do you want to do? You have a great way of being this diplomat and this mediator that's just so nice. You have a natural talent for it. So here again, that's what I would be looking for is a dream job and move to that location. Because this is a year you can do it, especially with that Mars in Scorpio. It really gives you the power to transform and change your life. You're such a water baby. This just adds the power to it. It's like adding fuel to the fire. Okay?
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, you know what?
Now, have you ever been involved with a medical profession?
No, not at all.
Well,
why would
what, I'm seeing in the solar return is I do want you then to look at your lifestyle and make it very, very healthy. Wherever you're going to go, you're going to be healthier than you've ever been.
Really?
Yeah. The lifestyle change is really required for you to be very healthy, body, mind, and spirit, and I just feel it could shift. Okay?
Cool. Thank you.
You have a great night, and keep us posted, okay?
Absolutely. You guys have a great one. Okay.
We have less than a minute left, so we should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. Friend us on Facebook. Listen to our shows. Call in. We'd love to hear from you. And I'm hoping you have a stellar week. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good week.
Good night.